what the Lord said to me on the night of New Year's is to tell the people to be thankful not only for the big things, but for the small things also. And speaking of being thankful, the Lord also wanted to share with me about how to be thankful. So I will sing this song called Thank You, Lord. And it goes like this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Let us all stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody, sing it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank, 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 and I just want to thank you, Lord. God bless.
We could finish the service right there. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Mm-mm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Just take a little bit of time here. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Koto mose. Hekimo sete. Klomo sete. Kimbolo se. Kimbolo se. Keto mosete. Kilo sete. Kimo se. Hehe. Kimbolo se. Kumbolo seke. Kimbolo sete. Le kimbolo sete. Hete. Kumbolo se. Kimbolo sete, he kimbolo sete, kilo se. Kumbolo sete, la kimbolo sete, hey. Kimbolo sete, Tammy from a child. Since Darius was a child, the Father has seen and heard the prayers that you have prayed, not just for Darius, but over your children and over your family. And you continue to fight that fight of faith, and know the Lord, He has heard, and He will, He has provided your answer. And the devil is defeated. God will be glorified in your family and in your children and in their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Thankfulness, the key to miracles. Amen. Thankfulness, the key to miracles. Glory. Thankful. Darius said, I'm thankful for all God has done. That's the title of the message today. We are thankful. Just look back in your life. And you can just sit here and just all the little things. See what Darius said, even the little things. See, sometimes we get stuck up hanging up all these big things we want God to do, which He's a big God. But we forget about thankfulness and what He's already done. Because see, that keeps your heart tender before the Lord. Because pride wants to get in there and say, well, why ain't you done that? Why ain't you done that? And it's like we get back into the law, the legalists. Like, what have I not done? Well, God, why ain't you doing this? Jesus has already done it all. Everything when it was spoken in creation was spoken through Him, for Him, and by Him, through Jesus, through the Word. And Jesus said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe, you receive, and you shall have them. Amen? What's in Mark 11, 23, 24? But it goes back to saying, have faith in God. Not in your prayer. If you're praying a prayer of faith, that's good. But have faith in God. If you're praying to God, you've got that prayer is going to work. But you've got to have faith in the God. You've got to know the names of God. He is my healer. He is my provider. He is everything that I need. He is my banner over me is love, because He is the God of love. There's nothing in Him but love. And that's what's so sad. You know, our religion has taken and said everything that's bad has happened is because you haven't kept up the law, and it blames everything on God. And God's, it's kind of like, man, if He's just guilty of everything. And He is the giver of every good and perfect gift. And accusations are coming against Him that He's the creator of evil and all this death and destruction. And He's not. He's the giver of life. Amen. Every knee and every tongue is going to bow and confess Jesus is Lord one day. In other words, you're going to confess. I've already confessed. Make your confession now, because then you're going to be seated with Christ. We'll be seated with Christ, those that call and confess His name. We won't have to confess it before the Father, because Jesus has said they've done it, Father. Because if we confess Jesus, He confesses our name before the Father. That's my child. Check, they got that on that prayer. Done. Angels, get out of here. Get to it. Amen. Fulfill your mission, angels. I mean, they're sent to minister to us. Amen. Amen. So be thankful. Not for all things, but in all things. Because we know the bad things that's coming, the persecution, the trials that are coming for the Word's sake. And if you don't have a lot of Word in you, the devil, you're going to self-destruct anyway. Man, he's focused on those that have a revelation of the Word of God. Look at Paul. Remember the teacher, Jim, Dr. Howard, told us all those revelations that Paul had after that Damascus Road experience, and then spending time with the Holy Ghost. Everything, this gospel he received by revelation from Jesus through the Holy Ghost. Not even through the apostles. Man, Peter said, that gospel Paul preaches, that's a strong gospel. And Peter was bold. Man, if we had the apostle Paul coming here today, boy, he'd have us fired up. We thought Tim Sutton had us fired up with that trumpet. Boy, you have the apostle Paul coming here, boy, we'd be preaching. We'd be back here. We'd be here till midnight. Where you going? We're going to get something to eat. Now, I got food called in. Sit down. Because he had all-night prayer meetings. People falling out the windows, dead. Go out there and lay your body. Get up in the name of Jesus. I ain't done preaching. The guy woke up dead. Resurrection power. Man, that was Paul. He knew. He had a revelation from God. He had the gospel. Man, I didn't make myself a preacher. God called me and anointed me. And things I say here today, from this day forward to every day, I'm not saying sometimes I get in the flesh. I'm not 100% redeemed or I haven't been changed yet. My spirit has. But I still got this old mind sometimes. It says things, my tongue says it's totally different. So if I say something different contrary to the word, you let me know. Because amen, because sometimes it comes out different.
Yeah.
Amen. But the Holy Ghost, he's the same.
Yeah.
He's got the same gospel that Paul preached, we got.
Amen.
And I thank God for Paul. That he didn't bow down to all that legalistic stuff that he came out of. He kept on. He lost a lot of buddies. But Jesus said, what you give up in this life, he said, I'll add back to you 100 good buddies. Amen. Good buddies that will stick by you. I've lost some friends that I used to have in the world. But I got to go on. I got to bring others to the knowledge of the truth. And I'm not saying I maybe lost them for a season. You know, I'm believing I'll get to witness to some of my buddies. And I believe a lot of them saved too. But I'm talking about there was a crowd, there was darkness I had to separate from. That darkness, Terry, thank God we got the light now. We out there to show others light. I'm not the same person I used to be. Amen. Because of Jesus. Because of the gospel. I better get started. Praise the Lord. I don't know. We might just talk about Jesus. Amen. I might save this for no. I'm praying that Lewis is going to bring us a message next Sunday. I might just save this for next Sunday. But no, we got to be talking about thankfulness today. But I might not read everything I put down in here. Romans chapter 1. I'm actually teaching the book of Romans, but this wasn't planned just because of that. But this month at Life Christian University. Romans chapter 1. Let me get my Bible. I'm going to read the whole chapter, but it's not real long. But if I preach it, it might be a little bit longer than what it is in the Bible. I got a feeling it's going to... Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, he'll never let me go. I had this thing marked. Acts. We're done with Acts right now. Well, we'll just flip on over a little bit. Ain't too far from Romans, am I? But y'all don't let me read a whole chapter next time. Remember that when I was reading that, I didn't even edit that. I just left it for the people on the internet to have fun when they hear that. They'd be like, "What's this preacher? They ain't even stopping him. He was in the wrong book." I guess we needed to hear it that morning. I was preaching it anyway, wasn't I, Lewis? I was gonna make it work in there somehow. Man. You can't go wrong preaching the words. I mean, I might have said it or whatever, but you can't go wrong. You just keep preaching it. God, he'll minister something out of wherever you at. That's right. Romans chapter 1. It says, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called. Say called.
Called.
Now, I'm not calling you an apostle, but you are called.
Yeah,
amen. Called. He knew he was called to be an apostle. That's a sent one. Separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his son Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. Our Lord, who was born of the seed of David, that's after the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power. See, there's no power in the flesh. When he starts talking about declared to be the Son of God, not in the flesh, but in according to the Spirit, capital S, Spirit of God. The spirit of holiness by what? The resurrection from the dead. See, Jesus had to die in the flesh to that sin, but he had never sinned. He became sin. But then he had to be resurrected from the dead. Nobody ever done that before. All things are possible with God, though, right? And he had said, my son shall not be, his body shall not see corruption. Because 4 days it starts to decompose, but not his body. Because it was raised. Through him, Jesus, we have received grace, or through the Spirit of holiness, we have received grace and apostleship for obedience. You are sent to be obedient. Amen. The Spirit of holiness was sent to make us be obedient. But we have to choose that, like Lewis said. We've got to choose to obey God's word. Now, once you get born again, you are sealed until the day of redemption, but you still have to choose to walk in faith and be blessed here on this earth. To have the benefits of the blessing here on the earth. You don't need that anointing in heaven. The devil's to destroy up there. Ain't no sickness to cure up there. We need it now. We need the anointing, the power down here. Amen? There's no darkness. There's no sin. There's no evil in heaven. We've received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for His name. For His name. Among whom, Paul says, you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, to all who are in Concord, to all who are in Mooresville, beloved of God, called to be saints. So He's not talking to the world. Paul's talking to the church. He's talking to born-again believers here. You're called. Grace to you and peace. I'll take some of that. Give me some more. Grace to you and peace. You, when the preacher, when the apostle, when the evangelist, when the prophet, when the pastor, teacher is telling you something, receive it.
Amen.
Grace and peace be multiplied. See, He's saying, but you've got to receive it. You've got to receive it. From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. See, it's not about me, it's about Jesus. When I'm here, I'm representing Him. And you just pull out of me. Because I want you to pull it out of me. What do you need? Pull it. I need some. First, here we go. First of all, who we thank? Who we thankful for, Darius? Jesus, the Lord. Amen. I'm not thankful for all my faults and failures. I'm thankful for Jesus Christ from setting me free from them. See, you stay have a heart of thankfulness to that. But see, religion won't tell you that. Religion will tell you Jesus made that boy lame from his mother's womb. And that'll keep you lame. It won't keep you out of heaven. You get born again, you can receive that. But Jesus wants that boy. He wants our children walking in health.
Amen.
The devil wants to kill them, steal them, destroy them. First, I thank my God, Paul says, through Jesus Christ. I'm going to thank God too. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. For you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Man, these people have been preaching, and Paul's letting them know he's thankful for them. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Pray for your pastor. Pray for me. Amen. I'm going to call Nancy, and I told Nancy, pray. Because sometimes we get a little bit older, and we don't, you know, physically we can't do the things that a 20, somebody 10, 15 years younger than me can, but you can pray. You ain't got to leave nowhere to pray. Pray the word. Pray in faith. Amen. For God is my witness, who I'm served with spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests if by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. What Pastor Lewis say? I was late, but I was coming. He had something to share about, man, I didn't make it, but he saved it for this week. Amen. He didn't give up. For I long to see you, and Paul had a lot worse time getting to church than we did. Man, he was, a lot of times he'd get stoned, he was bruised, but he had to go to another synagogue. He had to go to another city. He said, boys, help me up. Just get me up. Get me moving, and I know my healing will come once I get to walking in faith. Get me. I'm talking about after he'd been stoned for dead. The spirit of holiness, the spirit of grace raised him from the dead because he wasn't at Rome yet. So he made it to Rome. But he was saying, I had a hard time getting here, but by the will of God, I'm going. Because it's been a long time. I long to see you. What? What's he wanting to do? That I might impart. Not get something, but give you something. Amen. Impart to you some spiritual gift. Not no Bojangles biscuit, which that's good. If you want to bring Pastor Bojangles biscuit, I'll take it. I'll take it home and I'll eat it. That's all right. But there's something bigger. There's something bigger. Amen. Paul knew he had a spiritual gift that God has sent him, that had been revealed to him, faith. And I wanted to get it to the people in Rome, God's people. So that you may be established. The spiritual gifts are here to establish us. Keep us rooted and grounded in love. Those gifts, they work by love. If you don't do them in love, it ain't going to profit you anything, the gifts of the Spirit. That is, that I might be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. And see, this is the devil don't want us mutually coming together. You know that he wants to divide God's people. Because he knows, see, he ain't worried about the world. They already divided. Don't worry about all these protesters, you know, turn your TV on, these kids protesting. Pray for them. Amen. You do what God's called you to do. My kids didn't protest. I told them, don't protest. I said, you pray. You sit there and pray. You ain't got nothing to protest. You pray. You got something to say if they ask you. Give them the gospel. Tell them, you better be glad I'm here, because when I come to school, Jesus comes to school. I mean, this is what we got to teach our kids. You know, don't you be ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, Paul said. I don't have to protest. It ain't the guns. It's the evil in the world. These kids need to be delivered from devils. Amen. That's the truth. There's evil out there. I want to be encouraged, both you and me. Verse 13. Now, I do not want you to be unaware. He said this in Corinthians. I don't want you to be ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. Ignorant doesn't mean you're dumb. Ignorant just means we're not going to ignore the gifts of the Spirit, because they're there to build us up. That's how we grow up in the kingdom, is by the Holy Spirit and His gifts. There's warning, there's edification, there's exhortation. There's all kind of gifts that flow. He knows. Jesus shows us the end from the beginning. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. So we need those gifts operating. And they're operating this morning. Amen. That I often plan to come to you, but I was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you. See, Paul was looking for fruit. Just as among the other Gentiles, I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians. I need to quit looking up at the clock. I lose my place. Both to wise and to unwise. So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. Paul's been waiting to get to Rome for a long time. And he made it, and he said, I got some preaching I got to do. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. See, they've been wanting Paul to shut up and be ashamed. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Not everybody's a believer. Right? So don't get disheartened if somebody doesn't receive your message. Keep on preaching. Keep on going to the synagogue. Keep on going wherever God sends you to go and be looking. For the Jew first and also for the Greek, for in the righteousness of God, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God, let me see what point I wanted to make here. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth. So a lot of people say, well, I don't believe in all that stuff. You do, but you're just suppressing it. You don't want to believe it. This is the truth. What I'm saying to you, if I'm loving you, it's the truth. You're just suppressing it. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. They've heard it. They've seen it. Whole creation cries out, there's a God. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is substance, but it's not seen. It's spiritual substance. Amen? Faith is a spiritual substance. I see God by faith. I see God in you by faith. Amen? You can't see the wind, but when it starts blowing, I see the leaves blowing. I see God in you when I see love flowing out of you. That's how we're supposed to look and know if people's in the kingdom or not. I see love in Frankie. You know why? He said this morning, he asked me, he said, Pastor, he took me outside and said, you see them briars over there? I said, yeah. He said, you like them? I said, no. He said, I'm going to get rid of them. Amen. He asked me if I wanted to keep those briars, and I said, Lord, no. I said, they stick in my arms. He loves me. He sees those briars, and he's been thinking. I think the Holy Ghost has been speaking to Frankie. I bet they've been sticking the pastor while he's mowing out there. But, you know, and I told Frankie, and we needed to share that, because a couple weeks ago, I had my gloves on, was doing something, and I hit one of those briars, and my fingers had been cracked a little bit, and they healed. But they were tender right there. And that little briar hit right in that part. And you talk, I about come off the lawnmower. I pulled that thing, and I thought about the crown of thorns on Jesus' head. And Jesus didn't just say that, say, you know, oh, you're hurting, look at me. No, it was just a revelation I got of the pain that He suffered for me. And I took that thorn out of my finger. He said, take it out. Because, see, I don't need to suffer that pain. Jesus did. And whatever pain you have or might be going through, Jesus suffered more, and He took it for you so you wouldn't have to suffer it. He said, give it to me. Now, He's not coming back for another crown of thorns. He's going to wear another crown. It's going to be gold. Amen. And we're going to have some too. And we're going to lay ours at his feet. And I bet he'll say, pick it back up. You deserve it. Because of the gospel you preached. You're not ashamed of me. Put that crown back on. You're a king too. Amen. That's what he says. He's made us. Made us. He made us kings and priests. So get used to some throne time. Amen. We're going to judge angels, the Bible says. We're not going all that today. I don't understand all that, but God says I'm going to do it. I guess he's going to show me how to. He's going to show me what to do, right? Because that angel, they're pretty big, but guess what? God's bigger. He created them. Verse 22. But 21, all this wrath, everything's coming. And they're saying, why is all this happening to me, all this judgment? And it says, because although they knew God. See, we're talking about being thankful to God for the little things, big things. Because they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were what? Thankful. They were not thankful. So being unthankful is like it's like a back in the knife of God in Jesus. Being unthankful, despising holy things. And there's people, you turn the TV on, there's people out there talking against Christians like dogs. But, you know, they got to watch it because if they say that against the Holy Ghost, you know, you can do it to Jesus and He's got mercy on you. But you come to a service to where the Holy Ghost is moving, people getting healed, and you say, that's a work of the devil. You got to watch. That's getting close to blasphemy. And Jesus said, when you speak evil against the name of Jesus, that's forgiven. All men are forgiven. But when you speak evil against the Holy Ghost like Ananias and Sapphira did, they fell out in judgment. Amen. So God, the holy things that He does, He takes that seriously. Look at the Apostle Paul. Man, he was coming to the end of his rope. He was killing the Christians. But God's mercy was still on him. And then he got knocked off his horse. But thank God he got up and said, Lord. He didn't say, oh, pride didn't rise up, humility. Because see, he was doing it ignorantly. So God saw his heart, but he said, Paul, somebody got to straighten him out. Amen. I thank God straightened me out. He didn't have to knock me off a horse. Amen, to do it. If God wanted to knock me off the horse to save me from hell, knock me off a horse. He didn't kill Paul, right? He just knocked him off his horse and showed him the light, showed him the love of the gospel. And Paul was obedient to the heavenly vision. He tried to get Agrippa to believe that. He said, Agrippa, I got to tell you, I got to be obedient to this heavenly vision. He didn't care. Paul didn't care who he stood before. He's going to leave telling you about Jesus. He's going to leave telling you his testimony about the Damascus Road experience. Amen. They were unthankful and became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkness. Where does darkness come? It's when the people don't serve God. They're unthankful. See, even though I was a sinner, I still gave respect to the church, to ministers. There was a part of me that wasn't, there was darkness in me, but how deep is that darkness? See, Jesus said, if you know, your eyes is the windows to you, you keep putting darkness in. He says, how dark is that darkness? But see, there's no darkness that the light can't penetrate. Amen. Because you can shovel darkness in this church. You can cut the lights off and you can shovel darkness, but you turn the light on, I don't care how much darkness you shovel in here, you'll never see it. If the light's on. Amen. If Jesus is the light. Because darkness has no power over light. Praise God. The devil has no power over you. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God, but we got to enforce it. We got to focus on that. Amen. Because the devil, he's a deceiver. He is a deceiver. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds, and they worshipped it. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness. Why is all this stuff, all this evil stuff happening in the world? Because people are not thankful, they're not serving God, and it gets darker and darker, just like the song. It's going to get darker and darker, just like in the days of Noah, shall it be when the Son of Man returns. He's coming back. Amen. Amen. And we're not going to be here if we hear He's taking. I'm talking about we coming back with Him. Amen. Hold that thought. That's the results of being unthankful right there, what we're reading. Being unthankful. All that stuff. Your foolish heart getting dark, futile. Man, you get unclean spirits coming, just like I ain't going to say that. It'd be pretty graphic. Like maggots. Might as well say it. Them old spirits, evil spirits, maggots hanging on you. I'm talking about spiritual things now. That's what they look like. They're unclean. Anything that's unclean. Pornography, all this stuff. It's unclean spirits that try to get in you, get in your soul, get in your mind. They can't get in your spirit if you're born again. But if you're not born again, they're in your spirit because you're dead anyway. But then they just own you and own you and own you. That's unthankfulness. But I remember a man in the Bible, a demoniac, that had over 2,000 of them. Demons, unclean. He was cutting himself. How many kids out here you hear cutting? Cutting the wrist. All that is demonic. Okay, there's a spirit behind that. It's not this person has a mental. Yeah, they got a mental problem. They got a devil. They got devil demons. Hey, I know, but it's in the Word. They used to be in me. They used to be in all of us to a certain point until Jesus came.
Yes.
Amen. When Jesus came, they can't stay. Now, they can still float around in your mind, still aggravate you. They'll be a thorn in your flesh like the Word of Paul, but not in my spirit. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. There's power in the gospel to set you free, but you got to release that power and keep those devils out of your house, out of your mind. Their thoughts, their strongholds he's trying to get. Even to a Christian, the devil's still trying to attack you, kill you, and destroy you. Amen. You got to keep your house swept. It's called sweep it with the Word. Amen. Keep it clean with the washing of the water by the Word. Is this condemnation? No, this is life to you. I'm speaking life. This is things we've got to do. This is what happens if you're unthankful. This is where people end up. But we're not staying there. I used to be there, but I'm thankful now. Thank you, Lord, for all the things you've done in my life. Look in Colossians chapter 3. Now, there's a whole lot more in there I'd like to share right there, but not today. Colossians chapter 3. I was supposed to mark my Bible, but I didn't. Now, in contrast to Romans, now contrast means it's going to be something totally different. Light to dark. Contrast. In contrast to what we just read in Romans, this is, I'm declaring this, and I believe a lot of us already are, this is who we are at Word of Faith Worship Center. Amen? If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above. Things got you down in this world? Set your mind, look up. See, that lame man, crippled man, he was looking down, begging alms, till Peter and James came, they had something, they had Jesus. Look up! Your redemptor is drawing near. Jesus, amen? Look up, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your old man is dead. Your past is dead. It's been hidden from you. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. And we're talking about the second coming of Christ. Therefore, putting your things, your affections on above, putting your things, all your past has been hidden in God and Christ. He's forgotten it. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. These are things that is going to try to attack your faith. Uncleanness, fornication, passion, evil, desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God, and see, that's not us at Word of Faith. This is what's coming on those that don't have this hope of glory. They don't have Christ Jesus. They're not setting their affections on above because they can't see Jesus if you're not born again. But you can show them Jesus. You can show them why you're thankful. Amen? Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon all the sons of who? Disobedience. So I used to be one of those. Disobedient to parents, everybody. Authorities, look at the world. Rejecting authority, I don't care. We're going to go trash that place. That is not godly. That's ungodly. That's the spirit of disobedience going through the children of wrath. Wrath has come. God's wrath is toward them. In which we ourselves, we once walked. We all were there one day. If we're walking in darkness. Sinners. When you lived in them. But now, say now. Ourselves, we have put. But now you yourselves are to put off all these. If these try to come on you, you put them off. See, you don't wear anger no more. You're not allowed to wear anger. Now, there is anger you can have. Righteous indignation, the Bible says. You are supposed to hate evil and every appearance. You're supposed to not even want to be a part of any evil. But we are to fight evil. Amen? That's the only anger. Hate when you see sickness. Hate disease. Hate poverty. We'd never let the sun go down on that. That never settles okay with you. And I have to stir myself up on this. Because we can get lazy in the flesh. But God, when Jesus sees that, He wants to get His whip out against the evil. Get these people praying, get them healed, get them leaping and praising, going in to God's temple. Put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. I used to have a filthy mouth. I used to cuss. Not like a sailor, like I say sailors, but I was pretty close. I might have been coming up in the ranks. But when the anointing was delivered to me by Brother Terrence Rose, that spirit left me. It was an unclean spirit, and it left. It had a hold of me, but I didn't know. I mean, it was something that was just imparted to me at home. My dad, he was a drunkard. But see, I went to worship Jesus that night, and God took that from me, delivered me from that spirit. The anointing did, destroyed it. And I stepped back, and my cusser was gone. I was like, man, I was thankful to God. Something happened on the inside of me. I got an experience with that. That wasn't the only thing left. Desire to drink and left. Amen? It was spirits that had me bound. Jesus said, you're free. Amen? I was free. And He who the Son sets free, free indeed. I knew indeed I was free. And it don't have to stop there. Anything God can help you with if you want to be free. So you got to want it. Your desire has got to, I want to be free. Amen? Now you can still make it to heaven and not be free of a lot of things. And I think we're all going to have things in our flesh that we don't even know that we are free from once our body's totally changed. But there's some that we know this ain't right. When you have light on something, you know, in the Word, when the Word said, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, for this is my reasonable service. This is our text for this. This is the last message on this series. And then I read that my body was a temple of the Holy Ghost. Glorify God in your body, for it's been bought with a price. When I seen that in the Word, my brother didn't have to tell me. I was a smoker. Now, take this now. I said, I was a smoker, but I love you, so I got to tell my testimony. My brother was a non-smoker, and he was a health giant. He lifted weights. He went to the gym. He always told me I need to go to the gym. I didn't like that. It was painful. It was painful. It's like, well, no pain, no gain. I'm like, I don't like the pain. I don't like the pain. Now, that's back when I had a pretty slim body, too, though. It's a lot slimmer. Now, I could use a little bit of pain, I believe, Larry. I need a little bit of pain. I need to walk. But anyway, he didn't like that. And now I know why. It was a fire in the truck all the time. I was smoking. He didn't smoke. Well, there was a fire because he was a volunteer fireman, too. He just didn't like it, and he was on me all the time. And everything he said just made me just want to do it more. And that's what the law does. If you give somebody the law, but if you give them love, and once I see, no man can love me like Jesus did. And He loves you. He loves every sinner. But He also loves saints that are caught in weaknesses they can't get rid of in the flesh. He still loves you. He's going to deliver, give us a totally a body, and all these temptations are going to be gone one day. But when I saw it in the Word, I wanted to be delivered from that. And He helped me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I say that every time I throw my pack of cigarettes out in the wood and I was mowing, and then I'd stop the lawnmower and go get my cigarettes and start smoking again because I didn't have the strength yet. But I kept saying because I wanted free. I wanted to be free. And then I started cigars. I dropped down to cigars. I was addicted because I smoked for probably 20 plus years. Why didn't God take that away from me? I don't know. But He gave me His Word. Even though He didn't take that from me, He gave me something more precious. He gave me His Word. And I said, okay. It ain't going to be easy, but I'm going to do it. And I purposed in my heart. Now, I got free. Now, there's some things I'm still bound by. Coconut cake. I had a slice this morning. See, I'm not judging you. Judgment begins at the house of God. This is God's house. And I got some things I'm still weak in. And I like all that stuff. But there's a plan. God's got a plan. And my retired pastor told me plenty of times. He spoke. He said, you need to get rid of something. And I know what he's talking about. He'll tell you. He'll tell you in church, won't he? He calls it, what does he call it, Kelsey? He calls it metabolism. Y'all done forgot about when he was in his... You see, that's good. Y'all done forgot that past. He's talking about that thing hanging around you, coming out your belt there. Metabolism. But anyway, that's what God done for me. And He's no respecter of persons. If you want that, there's power in the Word. There's power in the gospel. Amen. Does God, He still loves you the same? Amen. Now, that's the contrast. This is who we are, man. Don't lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, verse 9, and have put on the new man. So you got to put on that new man. That anger is still there. That anger is in your flesh. But see, the only thing that's keeping it down is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of holiness. So that's a choice you got to make. Don't, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But the Bible says to be carnally minded is just getting in the flesh. Doesn't mean you're not saved. If you get in the flesh, it brings death. What is, death ain't just, I fall over dead. Death is depression. Death is, you can't sleep at night because that's bothering me now. That's death. And the only way to get free from that is walk in the Spirit. Say, I'm getting in, you got to get in the Word. Walk in the Spirit means I got to walk in the Word, walk in love, and I got to let it walk in me. It's got to walk on the inside of my mind. And the only way you can flush out oil in a cup is flush it out with water. See, oil and water don't mix. You can't mix the law and grace. You can't give somebody judgment. You got to give them love. Amen? I'm talking about your brothers and sisters, but I'm talking about the world, too. We got to love them, man. We got to make them hungry for God, thirsty for the God. Amen? For Jesus. Heal them. Even when they're sick, they ain't even saved. That's all right. Heal them. Let them get healed. They'll say, how do you do that? Jesus did it. Let me tell you about Jesus. And then sit down and give them a testimony. Man, pray for somebody that's got a headache. Amen? However God leads you. All right, that's maybe all I'm going to say about that. Good gosh. Man, that clock, somebody's putting steroids in the clock. It's like it's zooming around. I'm like, no. Come on, guys. We got to get a digital clock up there. Maybe I can. I guess I spoke being an all-night prayer. So I'm like, man, we're just going to get into it. I'm like, wow. I didn't have but one page, and I'm not even getting there. It's because there's so much God's adding before now. Amen. There's so much more we needed to hear, and that's okay. But I want you to hear this. Are you okay? We don't have the door locked. I mean, the door's not locked out there. You can't. I'm just being funny. That means we're not locking you in here. But if it ever gets too long for you, you do need to step out, use the restroom, come back in. Praise God. This is what the Holy Ghost spoke to me concerning my calling years ago. Paul said, I thank God of the calling that's on my life. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Acts 26:14-18. And this is why I just love the Apostle Paul. Because as I was reading and studying, I was a baby Christian. It says, I know God had called me to minister. He told me, I've called you to minister. I didn't know what a minister was. I just thought, preacher, a minister is more than just somebody gives you a poem and a prayer. Amen. There's a lot to it. It's one that serves. Acts 26:14-18. And when you were all fallen to the earth, and when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking to me. God speaks. And saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And Paul said, who art thou, Lord? This is after he got knocked off his horse. Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And this is where my calling came in. This is what God told me. He said, but rise. Because there was times I felt like I was down. I'm like, man, my friends have left me. A lot of my family thinks I'm in a cult. Because I just really just believe what I'm reading in this Bible and just acting on it. There were some times I was down. The Word will get you up. Jesus said, arise. It wasn't Paul. Jesus was speaking to me now. This wasn't the Apostle Paul. So you got to take this Word, you got to make it alive on you. Yes. He said, arise, Robert, stand on your feet. For I have appeared unto thee, and this is one thing I was asking, Lord, what have you called me to do? For this purpose, to make thee a minister. He'd already told me that, but now he's emphasizing the point. To make thee a minister, because sometimes you get to wondering, is this what I'm called to do? The Word will confirm it. Sometimes an apostle, sometimes an evangelist, a prophet will speak things to you, and it'll be confirmed in the Word. It'll be in your heart. And a witness both of these things which you have seen and of things in which I will appear. And God really spoke to me today, last night. Jesus is going to appear to me. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm not looking for this great vision, but I'm looking for an appearance. For I will appear unto you. And Paul, through the Holy Ghost, Jesus appeared to Paul and showed him things. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. This is another calling, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light. From the power of Satan, he's the kingdom of darkness, unto the power of God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith in me. The other part he's called me is teach my people faith. So my mission right there is pretty much in that gospel, in that piece right there. Do I understand it all? Do I understand how it's all going to play out? No. But if I just focus on that, the rest is up to God. Amen. Because I can't do it. It's all up to God. It's got to be a step-by-step process. But He has called you, each one of us, to be a minister. In other words, to serve people the gospel. Serve them love, however God uses you to do it. Give them grace. The Bible says we're to minister grace to those to the ears. Grace. That's not grease. I didn't say grease. You don't give them no grease. You give them grace. Amen. Now, sometimes, well, we ain't going to go there. I thought that just fit right there. Because a lot of times I've heard sloppy agape. You heard somebody, you know, agape is unconditional love, but there's a lot of people that they don't know what that is. They give them sloppy agape. They're trying to mix. They're trying to tell you, well, you're saved by grace, but anytime you put but on grace, that's sloppy. That's greasy. You're saved by grace. That's God's part. That's His power, His ability, through faith in what Jesus did. Amen. It's nothing about you, nothing about what you did, except you believe. That's your part. That's all we got to do is believe. Believe, and you shall see the wonderful works of God. That's what Jesus said. Believe only, Nicodemus, you'll see. Concluding, Cecil, is this my first closing or my second closing? You want to finish this, Cecil? You like closings. You want to come finish this? You could. You could, though, couldn't you? Through the Holy Ghost, you could, couldn't you? See, this is what we got to expect. See, hey, I remember when Dr. Price was here and he went through some things and I had to finish. I didn't know what he was preaching that day. But see, you can finish your race. Finish whatever God's called you to do. You can. He wants you to start it and finish it. Amen. He just wants you to be there. Be ready. My family knows, be ready. My kids know, my wife, because I call on them. A lot of times I talk about them. But it's always good, ain't it? I try to make it good. Mama didn't remember that duck story. But my sister did. So I wasn't making it up. I'm pretty sure I know I did that. That's been a long time, but I remember that duck. I've never eaten duck. Did I say that right? There is duck, Peking duck. You can go to China and get Peking. I've never eaten duck. It's good. Sit there. See? I might try duck one day, but I might see that little white duck and it just might bring me tears to my eyes. I can't do it. Because Mama said, give him back, son. Mama didn't remember that, but she's going to, the Lord can reveal it to her if she needs to, right? Concluding. Be thankful. Not in for all things, but in all things. Be thankful to God. That's what Paul's saying. I thank God. I thank my God through Christ Jesus. God's plan for this body is to deliver those that are in darkness and get them into the kingdom of light. Amen. I say, I need your help on that. Amen. Because what the vision He's given me is the vision for the church. If God's put me here for a specific purpose, my vision becomes your vision. Amen. Now, however God uses you to do that, that's your purpose. Amen. But the vision is deliver those who are in darkness into light. Whose king is Jesus? King Jesus. Amen. Then we've got to disciple them. Disciple them and teach them faith in the promises of God. Just like Brother Hagin, teach my people faith. The Holy Ghost spoke that to me in my hall, in my house. If I ever sell that house, that was one thing I remember is God spoke to me right there in that hall. Like Reed speaks to me or Lewis would come to me. It's like I heard. It's not a specific voice, but you know the voice. You know what I mean? It's not like a man's voice or a woman's voice, but it is a voice of one crying in the wilderness. It's God's voice. And it just exploded. Teach my people faith. So So you come any of my messages, if I speak anything, you're going to hear faith in it. Teach them faith in the promises of God, not in my opinions of God. In the promises of God. Amen? They're true. All the promises in the book are
yes and amen.
Yes and amen. All His promises. Until we all come to the unity of the faith, we got to stay together in this thing. Got to stay unified. Amen? Unified. And then God will be glorified in His people. Amen? Unity of the faith. No child left behind. I like that. It comes, I think, is that Mooresville's, one of Mooresville's greatest school district, No Child Left Behind? I can't hear you. You got a bit bolder back here. Every day. No, one. Every child, every day. Well, God says, no child left behind. Now, I'm not speaking about Addison and Millie. God says we are His children. Amen. We are all God's children. So He says, no child left behind. Anyone get out there and get lost, lose his way a little bit, we got to go find him. Amen. Okay, you got to help me on this. Amen. You got to help me. No child left behind, and it will take all of us working together to get it done. Amen. Reed's going to be doing some cooking here in a couple of days. He's going to need some help, the help that he needs to get it done, right? And we all going to be ministered to that morning. We're going to get to fellowship, and then we're going to get into the Word. We're going to get into the Word first. God first. I thank my God first. If we thank full to Him first, then we'll bless others. Amen. That is called transitioning for transformation. Amen. And even though this is, I believe, the end of this series, it's not the end of our transformation. I'm sorry. Amen. It just ain't going to happen. Until the day Jesus returns, we're going to be being transformed into His image and into His likeness. But it all goes back. It's a choice we've got to do, right? Got to be transformed daily. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we do thank you right now, Lord, for we are thankful people. We are thankful, Lord. Thankful we can call you our Lord and Savior. And Lord, we just bow our knee before you today, Lord. We crucify this flesh. We crucify this flesh daily, Lord. And I'll say what the psalmist said, Lord. Anything in me that's not there, Lord, search my heart, oh Lord. Search my heart. Anything that's not there, Lord, remove it from me. But see, we got to give it to God. Because He's looking for a pure heart. A pure heart is just a heart that's right before God. A repentant heart. Lord, we just ask you to burn out anything, Lord, that is not beneficial in our life, Father God. And we know it's through the fire of the Holy Spirit, a consuming fire, that, Lord, will burn those thoughts of evil that will try to attack us, Lord. Those thoughts of condemnation that you said, there's no condemnation in my spirit, because I don't walk after the flesh, but after the spirit of love and life that's in Christ Jesus. And we bind the power of the devil right now that would even try to be hindering our walk with you. And we just determine and we purpose, Lord, that we're going to be changed. We're going to go from glory to glory. And we're going to be able to help others, Father God, see and taste of the Lord and see that He is good. Lord, you are a good God. And we just thank you, Father God, for chains being broken off of our life right now, Lord. In areas, Lord, we can't even imagine that are there, that, Lord, you're breaking things, Lord, off of us right now in the name of Jesus. Words that were spoken against us, Father, that have tried to entangle us and snare us, the Bible says, that, Lord, we will not fall. That we will hurtle over these right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for manifesting and revealing God's plan and appearing not only to me but to your people. Revealing it and through dreams and visions, Lord, through the night, through the day, open visions, Lord. We're just believing for the manifestations of the Holy Ghost to be manifested through the body so that we all can benefit one another. We just thank you for that right now, Lord. No child of yours in this church left behind. But until we all come into the unity of the faith, Lord, we want to be that mature believer. We want to grow up in the things of God. And we just commit ourselves to you, Father God, every day, a living sacrifice. And we just give you the praise for it right now, Lord, that you are working things out in Jesus' name. Amen.